Don Waterwood's back in the cool 106.5 studios. The 39th Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl was a hotly contested defensive battle, as many pundits had predicted it would be. Coming into the seventh straight matchup between Whitewater and Mount Union, the point differential over the previous six games was just 1 point. The Warhawks got the opening kickoff and drove into the red zone, but the third miscue on that drive proved to be costly.
Offside eye in the backfield as Blanchard works out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Fakes the inside handoff to Stafford. Now rolling out, going into the end zone, and it's intercepted in the end zone by Chaz Jordan. And Jordan will bring it back on, and he's brought down at the 5-yard line.
Both teams' defenses would hold through the first quarter, leaving the game scoreless heading into the second quarter. The Hawks put together a 9-play, 48-yard drive that culminated in this Eric Kindler 44-yard field goal.
Kindler to attempt the field goal out of the hold of Rochel. Kindler this year is 20 out of 29. Longest is 47, so it's within his range. Casper the long snapper. Here's the placement. The kick is on its way. It's angling to the left, and it is good. Curl just inside the left upright, and the Hawks finally take the lead in this ball game at 3-0 with 11:19 remaining here in our first quarter in Salem, Virginia.
The kick gave the Hawks that 3-0 lead with 11:19 to play in the first half. Mount Union moved the ball to the Warhawks' 35-yard line on the ensuing drive, but the Hawks' defense stepped up yet again.
A tall senior quarterback takes the snap. He's in trouble. He's hit as he throws. Ball is up for grabs, and it is picked off by Chris Pendergast for the Warhawks at the 3-yard line. And for Chris, that'll be his second interception of the season with 7:58 remaining in the half.
The Hawks marched into Purple Raiders territory on their next drive, but a personal foul penalty against Luke Menzel after a long run by Lavelle Coppage moved the Hawks back into their own territory, and the drive stalled. The Hawks controlled time of possession in the first half by more than 2-1, but would have to settle for a 3-0 lead at the half. Once again, it was all about defense to start the second half. Neither team could move the ball on their first drive, and then the Hawks defense came up with their second interception of the game.
Here in the second half, wide receivers either side, straight eye formation in the backfield as Pilato will duck under center to take the snap. And he fakes the handoff back to pass. It as he throws, this one could be up for grabs. It is picked off by the Warhawks. And coming up with the interception is Noah Tim.
Second team D3 All-American selection Casey Casper hit Matt Pilato as he threw that ball. The Hawks' ensuing drive stalled, though. The Rochel punt pinned the Purple Raiders inside their own 20-yard line. Pilato was sacked twice on the drive for a loss of 20 yards, the second time by the most outstanding player in the Stag Bowl, Lou Minette.
Five wide receivers in the pattern. Pilato back to pass. He's in trouble. Pilato goes down in the end zone. The ball is loose. It's picked up by the Hawks at the 1-yard line by Cole Klotz. Klotz picking up the loose football at the 1-yard line, and it'll be first and goal Warhawks with 4:04 remaining here in the third quarter of play.
The Hawks took a 9-0 lead on the very next play.
So the Hawks are huddling up on the near sideline. They'll have a tight formation with two tight ends in the ballgame. Offset eye in the backfield. And the handoff goes to Lavelle Coppage, and he walks in untouched for the touchdown. Lavelle Coppage with his 28th touchdown of the season. And the Hawks turn the turnover into 6 points.
The Kindler kick made it 10-0 with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Purple Raiders responded with a 73-yard drive on 14 plays, driving to the Warhawks' 2-yard line, but the Hawks' defense once again stiffens.
Takes the snap, hands off Murray, strung out. Murray in trouble, and he's snapped up at the 2-yard line. Murray is stacked up at the 2-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down for Mount Union with 12 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter of play.
Tyler Almeida punched through a 19-yard field goal to get the Purple Raiders on the board and cut the Hawks' lead to 10-3 with 11:23 to play in regulation. The Hawks could only eat a minute 22 off the clock on the ensuing drive, but the defense would hold again, recording a 3-and-out on the Purple Raiders' drive. A bad punt by Brian Mathey covered just 26 yards and set the Hawks up with the ball at the Mount Union 43-yard line. The Hawks would mount a 7-play, 30-yard drive that culminated in Eric Kindler 30-yard field goal.
Kindler is ready. Here's the snap and the placement. The kick is on its way. It's long enough, and it is perfect. Right straight through the heart of the uprights. And with 5:34 remaining, The Hawks tack on three more and take a double-digit lead, 13-3.
That was with 5:34 to play in regulation. The Purple Raiders responded right back on their next possession with an 8-play, 72-yard drive that ended in a short TD pass from Pilato to A.J. Claycomb to cut the Hawks' lead to 13-10 with 3:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Mount Union would hold the Hawks again and get the ball back with 2 minutes to play. A Chris Rochel punt took a Hawks bounce to the Purple Raiders' own 16-yard line. Mount Union converted a fourth down on their final drive, but the Hawks would hold and win their third straight Division III national championship and fourth in 5 years with a 13-10 win over the Mount Union Purple Raiders. When we return on Cool 106.5, the postgame show will continue. We'll send it back to Gary and Arnie at the Stag Bowl in Salem, Virginia. You're listening to Hawks Football on Cool 106.5 and streaming live at 940wfaw.com.